Nolte, majority of voters blame Joe Biden for worsening illegal immigration crisis. By John Nolte on April 11, 2022. Most U.S. voters think America's illegal immigration problem is getting worse and believe President Joe Biden is doing a poor job of handling of the issue, Rasmussen Reports reveals in polling released Monday. The poll of 1,000 likely voters reveals that 55% believe the problem of illegal immigration is getting worse. Only 14% think the illegal immigration problem is getting better, while 27% think the problem is staying about the same. Yep, only 14% believe things are improving. Nearly two-thirds of voters rate his fraudulent and see Joe Biden's performance on immigration as poor, 52%, to fair, 12%. Only 32% rate Biden's handling of the issue as excellent, 12%, or good, 20%. When asked how important the issue of immigration will be for the upcoming 2022 midterm elections, a whopping 77% said it will be very, 50%, to somewhat, 27%, important. Only 19% said not very, 14%, to not at all, 5%, important. A pretty high number of Democrats, 35%, rate Biden's handling of immigration as fair, 14%, to poor, 21%. A plurality of 47% of black voters rate Biden as fair 21%, to poor, 26%, while only 44% says good, 29%, to excellent, 15%. A whopping 74% of moderates or independents rate Biden as fair, 15%, to poor, 59%. Democrats and the liars in the corporate media did their best to gaslight the Republican Party into believing mass amnesty and open borders were the key to winning the growing Hispanic vote. The reality has proved to be the exact opposite. Democrats are not only losing Hispanic voters on this issue. Biden's open borders are also hurting the jackass party with a key part of its base, black voters. The idea, and Democrats and the media made no secret of it, was to flood the country with illegals to change the demographics of the country with more compliant voters eager to elect Democrats and their centralized government schemes. The reality, though, is that this issue has backfired on Democrats and cost them much of the Hispanic vote. This is no surprise. Hispanics, like everyone else, don't want to see their country, state, and neighborhood overrun by people who broke the law to get here. Many of those Hispanics entered the country legally and resent the line jumpers. You know, Hispanics didn't go through all the hassle of becoming U.S. citizens to see America turned into the very country they fled from. Duh. Of course, it's Donald Trump who deserves a lion's share of the credit for one, seeing this reality and two, injecting some spine in the GOP to stand up to the fake media's racial attacks. The results of this approach towards illegal immigration is Hispanic voters leaving the Democrat Party in droves. There are other issues driving Hispanics away from Democrats, like the left's open embrace of child grooming, but immigration is a big part of that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.